this is Mara Esquivel-Campo. You may know me from television as a reporter for shows like Dr. Oz and Good Morning America. But this podcast isn't about any of that. A few years ago, I started a major life transformation, losing 90 pounds and gaining a new understanding of how the mind, body, and spirit work together. That's what this is about. Your best life, elevated. So today we're going to talk about juice cleanses. Now, we all feel the need for a reset from time to time, whether you're just coming off vacation or the holidays, or you just want to boost to your health routine. So is a juice cleanse the way to go? Will it help you lose weight and get healthier overall? Our guest today is here to answer all of those questions. Ross Franklin is the founder and CEO of Pure Green, a cold-pressed juice company with 7 locations here in New York City. Thank you for joining us,
Ross. Absolutely. Pleasure to be here.
So first, cold-pressed juice. I see that all over the place, but I don't know what that means. What does cold pressed mean? How is that different from orange juice in the grocery store?
Sure. So like in the grocery store, you have those big, loud juicers. We call them centrifugal or centripetal juicers. Those have blades which create heat and damages the nutritional profile. Cold pressed juice, we use hydraulic presses. The process is cold all the way through. We actually juice in a refrigerator. And the cold press process retains all the vitamins, minerals, and live enzymes from the fresh fruits and vegetables. The yield is different too. One bottle of cold pressed juice contains 3 to 5 pounds of fresh fruits and vegetables. So you're getting all those nutrients.
Okay, so one bottle of cold pressed juice, 3 to 5 pounds of fruits and vegetables. So when we're talking about the benefits of drinking juice, so we'll talk about juice cleanses in a second, but just the benefits of drinking a juice, whether it's for breakfast or you eat with drink it with a meal, why would someone want to pick a juice?
So main reason is nutrients. Flooding the body with all the nutrients, vitamins, minerals, live enzymes. You're just essentially supercharging your body. And if you think about it, like 5 pounds of fresh fruits and vegetables, like one bottle is like the equivalent of like 6 large salads. And people don't get that those types of nutrients in like 2 weeks. So by getting it in one concentrated dose, you're just supercharging your body with all the nutrients and gives you a ton of energy and makes you look and feel amazing.
Now, you brought some here, the flavors. I got to stay on the microphone, otherwise it won't pick me up as good. But I'm leaning heavily to look at the flavors. Do you have a favorite?
I do. I'm partial to the green juice.
Okay.
The green juice alkalizes your blood on the cellular level.
Okay. Wait, tell me what's... Explain that, please.
Okay. So our green juice...
You just said a lot of science-y stuff.
We use all your hardcore green vegetables. Mm-hmm. Kale, spinach, cucumber, celery, zucchini. And... what makes the pigment color of those vegetables green is something called chlorophyll. And if you remember from high school biology...
I do remember.
It's plant blood. You remember
right.
that?
Yes.
So the plant blood, this chlorophyll, actually affects your blood on the cellular level. And it does something called... It alkalizes. So if you think of like the pH scale, there's the acid side and there's the alkaline side. And so vegetables that have a rich in chlorophyll are more alkaline. And... pushing your blood like slightly more alkaline has a ton of benefits.
Like what are the benefits?
Energy goes through the roof. Like you can, when you have a green juice, your body just, you feel like amazing. You feel clear headed. A lot of people experience higher amounts of energy. Your skin starts to look amazing when you have it on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. And so that's why we try to condition people to have green juice daily. But all of our juice has a variety of different fruits and vegetables in it, and which contain varying amounts of nutrients. And that has a host of other benefits.
But you like the green juice.
I'm partial to the green juice. That's one of my favorites. And then we have, I was telling you a little earlier, we developed this line of juice, a performance line. Mm. And so the first one of line is our grape shot. Mm-hmm. Which has, we cold press grapes in there. So give it an amazing taste.
But now it's not... Should it be purple? I've come to think of grape juice as being purple.
So that's a funny thing.
Is that food coloring?
It is.
Oh, man.
So when you think of like the Welch's grape juice, they use food coloring in it or give it that deep, dark purple. We use like these red table grapes that we press, and this is the color that comes out.
It's like
much
pink.
More natural looking. Yeah. Exactly. So that's like the true color of grape juice.
Okay. But now when you were talking about I'm sorry. I don't want to interrupt you because you're talking about the benefit of these for athletes.
Yes. So we have a big wholesale part of our business, and we work with a lot of professional sports teams. And the coaches are blown away how cold-pressed juice enhances the ability of the players on the field and their performance. And so they've given us a ton of feedback on ingredients that they want us to use with our product development. So one thing they told us that's really important to them is probiotics. I'm sure you're hearing a lot about gut health.
Yes,
and how important
that is. Well, Dr. Whitney Bowe, who was in here before you, was talking a lot about gut health and how it makes your skin look beautiful.
Exactly. So she did all the work for me.
The gut is where it's at today.
Yeah, and so our tricky thing is that when we press our juice, we do a pressure process afterwards to lock in the nutrients. Because what not a lot of people know is when you make juice and you bottle it, the nutrition degrades. It goes down in nutrition every hour.
Mm.
So right after we press the juice, we do a water pressure technique called HPP, which locks in all those nutrients.
Mm.
And it also increases the shelf life safely. So if you have a juice on its 30th day, it has the same nutrition as if you just pressed it on its first day.
Okay. Now, how long do these juices last?
So these juices last when you buy them a minimum of 40 days.
40 days. So long. So you can buy a stock for a week.
You can stock up, put it in your fridge, and you don't have to worry about it going bad. Just once you open it, then it has a 3-day shelf life.
And does it have to stay refrigerated?
It does.
Okay.
It does.
Now, I tasted the melon hydrate, which was very tasty. Michael gave me some the other day, and I tasted them, and they were yummy. Except I was not terribly fond of the green one because it was not sweet.
Yes.
Is that a problem? Do people not really like the green juice because it tastes like vegetable juice?
So we have we're aware of that, and that's why we have different types of green juices. We have one, which is actually our most popular flavor, called Pure Greens Apple Lemon Ginger. And the apple in there gives it a hint of sweetness. And so it really tastes amazing, very balanced flavor profile. But then probably the one that you tried was we have one without any fruit. So it has the lowest amount of fructose in it, which is fruit sugar. And so that one, because it doesn't have anything to sweeten it, you definitely taste the greens a lot more. But all of our other juices, like, it's very difficult to try. We have 12 different 16-ounce flavors, and we call it tasting the rainbow.
Right.
So if you taste the rainbow, you try every one, it's going to be really difficult to find even one that you don't like. Well, you obviously found one.
Look, I won't say I didn't like it. But, you know, I think it's probably an acquired taste. But you're into that. You like the taste of it.
I like that. And then, but the ones that you pointed out, Melon Hydrate and Grape Shot, I'm obsessed with them.
And I love there was one. I don't think it was this one, but it did have cayenne in it.
Yeah.
Maybe.
We have one called the Wake Up Call.
I think that's what it was.
Yes.
I love spicy drinks.
Yes.
So I was all into it.
Yeah, that one, the flavor profile, it has the spiciness of the ginger and the cayenne mixed with Fuji apple.
Mm.
And so it has that kind of spicy, sweet balance.
I loved it. It was really, really good. Okay, so let's talk about juice cleanses.
Yes.
So the closest thing I've ever done to a juice cleanse is the Master Cleanse, which is very different. I mean, I think procedurally it's probably the same, but the nutrients are very, very different.
Exactly.
So why would you recommend someone embark on a juice cleanse?
Okay, so the main thing is that when you look at the human body, most of the blood flow is focused on digestion. It takes so much effort for the body to digest the food. So every once in a while, what you want to do is give your digestive system a break.
So most of your blood flow is focused on digestion.
Exactly. It all goes to the stomach.
Wow.
And so when you do a cleanse, what you're essentially doing is, because you're not having any solid food, your stomach doesn't have to work as hard. So it frees up the blood flow to go to other areas of the body that need it. That's why you see when you do a cleanse, a lot of people experience a difference in their skin. They get the nice glow, and any skin irritations clear up. And it's because the blood flow is now free to go to the face and helps to improve your complexion and your skin.
What about energy? Because I was always under the impression you had to eat something, you know, before you work out or that kind of thing. How is your energy during a cleanse?
So a lot of people think, oh my God, I'm not having any solid food. Like, I'm just going to be very low energy. But for a lot of people, it's actually the opposite effect. People's energy skyrockets.
So you can keep working out.
You keep working out, but if you're lifting heavy, you want to take it easy. You want to go at like 70% of your normal intensity. If you're going for longer on like a 3-day, the third day that you're cleansing, take off from the gym on that day, because your energy levels over on the third day, you definitely want to be just a little careful.
How long do you recommend that someone do the cleanse for?
So if someone's never done a cleanse before, if you're anyone who's new to cleansing, start off easy. Transition your body into doing it the right way. So if you've never done one before, start off with 1 day. And if 1 day seems a little too intense, the thought of not having any food makes you feel a little uneasy, we have a cleanse called Juice Till Dinner, where you have four juices throughout the day, keeping your energy levels up, and they just have a nice healthy dinner. We recommend a nice salad with a healthy homemade dressing for dinner. And that's a great way to just transition your body and get your body used to cleansing.
And let's say you're ready to go all out, hardcore.
All right.
So what do you recommend for that person?
For all the type A personality types who are just ready to go.
Balls to the wall.
We have a cleanse called the Pure Basic. It's six juices. So you have one juice every 3 hours. And that's a great one to start off with. Just no solid food. Stay away from the coffee. And stay away from the alcohol, cigarettes, that type of thing.
Coffee specifically or caffeine?
Stay away from the caffeine, just because when you're doing a cleanse, the thought process is just eliminate all the toxins. So try not to add any additional toxins while you're cleansing.
So then, regardless of the length of time you're doing it, you recommend one juice every 3 hours?
Exactly.
That's the intervals. So pretty much as soon as you wake up and,
Yeah, you keep going every 2.5, 3 hours. Just you have one juice every 2.5, 3 hours, and you want to make sure that you have a lot of water, because the way that your body cleanses, you're flushing out all the toxins. And so, for every bottle of juice you have, you want to pretty much fill up that bottle with water to make sure you're consuming enough hydration.
Will people lose weight on a juice cleanse, and weight that's sustainable, or is it just going to all come back as soon as you start eating food again?
So that's a great question. A lot of people, when you hear about them doing a cleanse. We have a lot of celebrities and actors who have like a big show, and they do a cleanse right before because you look amazing. So the question to whether that weight stays off, there is some weight loss due to just water retention. But what we find is that cleansing acts as a gateway. It helps people to shift their nutritional habits and their lifestyle toward one being more healthy. So when someone does a cleanse, they're not going to crave after the cleanse all the sweet items, all those cakes and baked goods and desserts.
It's going to change your taste.
Exactly. Once your body gets properly nourished, the cravings start to go away. So it helps people to build better and more sustainable health habits.
And what about muscle? Are you going to lose some muscle mass while you're doing this?
So if you do a long enough cleanse, some people cleanse for 5 days or 7 days. And if you go that long, eventually there will be a little bit of muscle loss. But if you're just doing a 2-3 day cleanse, you don't have to worry about that.
There are some people who would be concerned about the kind of nutrition profile of doing a cleanse because, based on the fact that it's juice, you're not getting a lot of fiber. You're not getting a lot of protein, if any. I haven't looked at the labels on all of your juices. So what about that? I mean, is it the idea that it's not a balanced diet?
So the key element with cold pressed juice is that you are getting like so much nutrients. You're supercharging your body with nutrients. And a lot of people say, oh, what about the fiber? I need the fiber. And a lot of people are conditioned to have too much fiber. And there's a book about it called Fiber Menace, that we're having too much fiber, and that's not necessarily good for us. If you're eating properly, chances are there's so much fiber in so much of the foods that we eat, you're getting enough. But what you're not getting enough of are the nutrients. That's really what your body needs.
That's what you're loading up on with the juice.
Exactly.
Do you do cleanses?
I do.
How often?
I do one about every 2 months.
Okay.
I do a 3-day every 2 months, and 1-day cleanses kind of intermittently in between.
So have they become easy for you now, or do you still? I feel like I would just miss food. I mean, I wouldn't be hungry, but I'd just be sad.
You know what? A lot of people think that, but you feel so good like after the cleanse. And you feel so much like recharged. Your body's just refreshed and recharged. Like, that is a feeling that you look forward to. So it definitely helps you push through.
So what's your advice for somebody who's considering doing a cleanse for the first time? They want to do it. They're curious. What should they do?
Okay. So step one, you want to make sure that you're well hydrated. So leading up to the cleanse, you want to make sure you're pretty much like doubling up on your water intake. Make sure you go into the cleanse well hydrated. That's number one. Then number two, do a juice cleanse, cold pressed juice cleanse. So find the best cold pressed juice. I'm partial to Pure Green, obviously.
I thought you might say that.
Yeah. But if you have a juicer at home, you could definitely just go shopping, load up on fresh fruits and vegetables, and you can juice all the juice yourself.
So you can kind of mix and match combinations. Any kind of recipes, any things that go well together?
Yeah, so we use a lot of ginger in a lot of our flavors. So ginger is unbelievable for digestion. That's one thing you want to add, about like an inch of ginger to like each of the juices
ginger's
that you make.
Ginger's good for digestion. Okay.
Yes.
Anything else?
Two, go green. Okay. So we spoke about that earlier. So get as much of the green vegetables that has chlorophyll that you can tolerate, and put that into it.
Okay.
Two, it's nice to vary the flavors. So get some root vegetables. Throw some carrots in there, some beets. Those are great to throw in there.
This might be the dumbest question ever.
No, please.
Forgive me. I do not have a juicing background. Can you juice a sweet potato?
Sweet potato, you don't get you can. The yield isn't that great, so it's a little funky, like when you're juicing it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, to answer your question, you definitely can.
Because it seems like that might be really tasty.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a new flavor. Yeah, coming down the pike.
In our stores, we also have superfood smoothies, and so yeah, we've done some product development with sweet potato, and so it's better in more like a smoothie. Like you cut it up.
Sweet potato
in
a smoothie?
Oh yeah. Absolutely.
That's a really good idea.
Yeah, a little cinnamon in there.
I might try that because it seems like that would go really well with vanilla protein powder.
Absolutely.
Mm.
Yeah, that could be a good one.
You've given me a lot to think about. I'm going to try a cleanse.
Great.
Because I'm always up for a challenge. I love health challenges.
Like, awesome.
Like if someone says, here's a 10-day this, I'm like, great, let's start tomorrow.
Awesome. All right, so
I'm all about it.
Up.
Yes. Yeah. Anything else you want us to know about juice cleanses or juice?
So ideally, like, get in the habit of just one a day. So I recommend if you want like any of our juices, like they all taste amazing. You can go to puregreen.com. We ship internationally and nationally. And so no matter where you live, we'll send juice directly to you.
And you mentioned you send them to hotels as well.
Yeah.
So if you're someone who's traveling for work over the summer, if you plan ahead, you can get it.
Exactly. We're in over 75 high-end hotels. And
thank you for your time, Ross. I really appreciate it. If
absolutely.
People want to find you on social media, it's puregreen, @puregreen. On Facebook and Instagram.
Yes.
And then there was one stubborn person who wouldn't give you @puregreen on Twitter.
Exactly.
So you're @thepuregreen
yes.
on Twitter.
Yes. We got to try to drop the there like we did for everything.
Right.
Else.
We're going to work on that. Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
New episodes of Elevated drop on Mondays. Please subscribe and review. In the meantime, send me questions, ideas, or feedback. I'm on all social platforms as Mara Scampo and use the hashtag Elevated Podcast. Oh,